Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always you. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am a spiritual healer and a guardian angel communicator. I am here tonight with my very best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean, and how are you tonight?
Hey there, Charlene. I am doing really well, and we're so glad that everybody joined us in the chat room and on the switchboard. And as Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators, of these healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will send the Reiki codes, which send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And I was kind of tickled that somebody said to Charlene and myself about listening to the radio show that they kind of sing the Reiki codes with me. They just about have it down. So that's really good. If you feel like joining in, join in. And then Charlene will be facilitating a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and then the chat room. Yes, chat room is up and running this evening. And giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And in the chat room, just type your first name and ask for a message, and I will put you on the list. And Charlene, anything else you want to add into that?
Well, Jean, I am just so glad that we got the chat room running good tonight. We welcome everybody back. To go ahead and start with this healing, I always ask that everybody set up a proxy list. That's a list where anyone you would like to receive this healing going out tonight, it will go distantly to them. And we never overcome anyone's free will, so if their soul chooses not to receive the healing, well, they just will not receive it. We always recommend that you put all of your animals on it. And when it comes to the major house healing, we always tell people to always please put their buildings on their property and their vehicles and things like that to make sure it gets all of it. So everyone will start their proxy list. I am going to start with a prayer, and I always put in a divine miracle healing request to Creator of all. And that way, anything that you are seeking, whether it's a physical healing or mental or emotional healing, please put it out there so that this healing can go directly to it. These healings are really powerful, and we get a lot of great feedback, and they've actually changed our lives as well. So I'm going to go ahead and begin the prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Please help everyone integrate this divine healing tonight with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening. I ask that whatever each person is seeking, that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, in the name of the light, I'm calling in the New Way Healing Team. That is a healing team that consists of archangels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of that team. And they will be removing 500,000 layers off of you to start with tonight. They will be clearing your auric field, your chakras, your life path, just basically all of your spiritual anatomy. And in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please commune with everyone's soul tonight during this healing? And the goal of these healings, as Jean says, is to bring your vibration and frequencies up high to and your personal power, peace, and clarity to be restored if you have not been holding it. So we're really asking them to amp everybody up tonight. Mother God, would you please take everyone apart, and would you please give everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Guarantee all the powers and everyone's chakras that they are all raised up to 100%, along with their spiritual powers, their physical, mental, emotional, energy powers, that everybody is creating all of their energy and running 100% of their own energy. Jesus, would you please clear everybody's rose and please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. And in the name of the light, Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone and infuse them with so much peace. Mother God, would you please step into their bodies and just infuse them with your essence and your divine feminine presence. And would you please, anything that's been turned off, please turn it back on, including make sure their power sources run 100% light, and their inner healer and codes of light, lights are turned on. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everyone with the violet flame 1,000,000 times fold. Apollo, please come down and strengthen everybody's soul. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the goddess. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. High Self, please connect with the soul of the New Way Power Hour. And everyone listening, please apply every healing that there is. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please disconnect everyone from any kind of group consciousness programs and patterns out there that's creating fear, pain, suffering, or lack, anger, or negativity. Disconnect them and clear out all of those energies now, whooshing on out of them. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head and apply a consciousness changing and clear balance and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain and apply a spiritual healing, a Star David, a cranial sacral adjustment, and a neural cranial sacral adjustment times 5. Let's please take everybody up to the goddesses. Open everybody up and clear all inner layers, clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Let's guarantee everybody is in the present moment. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everyone, grounded in them, connected up to Creator, and clear and clean all of their energies and call it back. Goddesses, please clear any soul wounds, soul scars, soul fractures. Jesus, please look for any outsiders or intruders on their guide team and just guarantee that they are 100% clear, their life path is 100% clear. I'd like to invite the crystal healers in to give everybody a crystal healing. Please, let's clear all planetary and worldly energies. Jesus, please awaken everyone's heart. Please run heart energy with everyone and apply a total heart healing. Please look for any separation or division programs and patterns, separation from self, separation from love, separation from God. Guarantee everyone is really, really connected. Guarantee everyone is shifted into divine, true love-based, and everybody is creating in love. Mother God, would you please activate everyone's divine spark, their divine feminine spark, their divine soul light. Please clear any seeds, imprints, implants, hooks, lines, and seekers, any kind of energies that's connected into them that's just not theirs. Anything or anyone cohabitating in their chakras, clear and remove it. Please clear and remove any programs or patterns to take on other people's stuff. Clear everybody's energies out of theirs. please expand everybody's purple band 20 times fold. Let's get them a brand new band. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in anyone's auric field. Right. Please clear all hate, anger, negativity, victimhood, victimization, martyr programs, and just whoosh it on out. Any programs and patterns that would make them a target of negativity, clear and remove it. Please clear any programs creating or causing, allowing or attracting sickness, illness, and disease. And please raise everybody's immune system up to its highest level. Angels of Abundance, would you please align with everyone? Please connect to everybody's high self, their subconscious mind, and connect to all of their chakras and their organs and glands and body systems, and clear them. Make sure everything is running at 100%. God, God's creator of all, please heal their brain and their mind. Connect their soul to their mind to their body. Jesus, would you please clear their secret, sacred chambers of their heart? All right. Everybody's energy is clearing really, really fast and good tonight. Please clear everybody's relationship space, their career space. Clear everyone out of it. Shift it into divine, true, love-based. Guarantee every aspect of them is in divine, true, love-based, and all of their energies are creating at 100%. Jesus, could you please bring in the energy from the other side? Mother God, would you please turn on everybody's optimism, enthusiasm, their motivation, their bravery, their confidence, their courage, their strength? New Way healers, please clear any energy leaks, any brain clouds, brain fogs, brain clogs. Any blocks to peace, guarantee there is no one or any outside energies plugged in to their power source. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody all the Jinshin Jitsu healing flows times 5. We're asking for all the healing blessings from the other side. Be sent down to everyone and everyone's heart to be cleared and healed, and anything they're ready to release here today, please clear and remove it and fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Cupid angels, please align with everyone and help them with their relationship space. Guarantee that their trust gauge, their belief gauge, their certainty gauge, their knowingness gauge, their faith gauge is at 100%. Any disbelief or unbelief patterns, please clear and remove them. Please clear all of their abilities and guarantee that they're working at 100%. Jesus, would you please tap everybody's chakras and their organs and glands and just put your energy of peace and love and your strength into them and guarantee that they are releasing anything that is just not theirs or they just don't need anymore. Jesus, please give everybody a complete and total cellular cleansing. Mother God, please open up the lineage, clear and heal everybody's lineage, clear and clean everyone's heart walls. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. anything or anyone creating or causing turmoil or conflict or chaos clear and remove it. Guarantee everybody's energy is pulled in, their space is clear, and nothing or no one is bothering them at all. They are clear and 100% light. And in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please bring in the power of the miracle now and infuse it in everyone and ground it in everyone and raise their vibrations up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's power everybody up with their own energy, with their true authentic self. Let's put the Meridian Energy Line treatment grid on them, clear and clean all of their major and minor meridian lines. Let's put the icon grid on them and ground them to the earth, connect them up to Creator, and guarantee they are connected back to themselves and connected to Creator of all. Guarantee their personal power, peace, and clarity is 100% restored. Their guide theme is clear. Their chakras are clear. Their life force is clear. Their connection to Source is perfect. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please lead and guide each and every one tonight. Please clear, Mother God, everyone's soul chart. Guarantee everyone is at the top of their phylum list. And bless everyone with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that they need to proceed, succeed, and thrive in every aspect of their life and to follow their written chart. Lead them and guide them and let thy will be done. Amen. All right, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to pass it back to Jean, and Jean is going to start singing the Reiki codes. Jean.
Thank you for the wonderful healing you facilitated, Charlene. It was
very high vibrational. Okay, I would like to ask everyone if you would please set your intentions of where you would like the Reiki energy to come to you, to a certain part of you that's having discomfort in any way, body, mind, spirit, heart, or soul, to your animals. Always put all the animals on the proxy list, and also the home and the property. Put my car on it and the RV and the truck, anything that is of this earth really, really benefits from Reiki, and my water as well. So set up your proxy, and with the Reiki energy, if Reiki goes to one of your animals and the animal says, no, I don't want that, it'll dissipate. It doesn't overcome anyone's free will, but I've never seen an animal that ever has refused Reiki. So the first Reiki code that I will sing is the Choke Array, and it's the power symbol, and it invites all the power of the universe to come in, and it opens the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing, and it seals, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Zay Shonin is the distance symbol, and that's me directing the energy to go out to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs the healing through all parts of the past, the present, and the future. It heals the whole timeline. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies and it sets boundaries. The Dichomio is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. And when I send that out, I send it straight out to your heart. The Raku is, it clears obstructions. It's like a lightning bolt. And the Kriya is about perfect balance and action, and it balances energy and it raises awareness. And it's about physical manifestation, about action and creation. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei.
Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei.
Chokeray, chokeray, chokeray. Chokeray, chokeray, chokeray. Chokeray, chokeray, chokeray. Unshaze, shonen. Unshaze, shonen. Unshaze, shonen. Unshaze Shonen, Unshaze Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya. 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 Thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. That was wonderful. Okay, folks, I'm going to call in a major house healing. So if you have a home, property, or address you would like to go to, this is a general clearing. It will clear your space, clear the energy, and raise the vibration and frequencies up to love-based. So in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light, love, and agape, and send them the highest of the highest, biggest of the biggest, greatest power healing of all, and waterfall all of these homes and properties and addresses with agape and the highest of Creator of all energy that's of 100% light, love, and agape. And in the name of the light, New Way Healers, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and remove a million layers off of all of them? And Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please walk through all of these homes and properties and fill up the energies with divine miracle healing energy, Christ energy, and the pink light of unconditional love? Angels of the Violet Flame, would you please immerse everyone's home and property with the violet flame, 1 million times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy to all of these homes and properties and addresses and do a healing of your nature. Please give them all a spirit releasement, a space clearing, any portals or openings to other dimensions, past life doorways, anything of that nature. Please clear, close, heal, and seal them. If they will not remain closed, please remove them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties and addresses a triple special whoop-a-whoosh from the all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send millions of archetypes of angels down to these homes and properties and addresses to clear and clean every nook and cranny of these homes and properties and addresses energetically. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please plug your healing power source into the four corners of all of these homes and properties and infuse them with your light, love, and agape. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless all of these homes and properties. Infuse them all with infinite levels of divine miracle healing, transformational roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, ground it to the center of the earth, connect them up to you, pop those healing roses, and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Guarantee that the vibrations and the frequencies of all these homes and properties are raised up to the miracle, the level of the miracle healing to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. Bless all of these homes and properties. Peace, love, happiness, and joy, and your essence and presence.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, the major house healing is complete. Jean, do we have anybody in the chat room or on the phone line?
Yes, we do, Charlene. We have several people in the chat room that are waiting for and are on my list for a message. And we also have several people in the switchboard that we'll be bringing in for a live message. So are you ready to get started, Charlene?
Absolutely, Jean.
All right, then. We're going to bring in the first caller, and the last four digits of this caller's number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Well, hello. It's Jane.
Hello there, Jane. How are you this evening?
Very, very well. Thank you.
Good to hear that. Okay, Jane, first of all, your guardian angel is saying to listen to your intuition. There's a lot of different things going on right now with you, but all around you. And sometimes your guardian angel says you question, like, what is all this, you know? And, you know, it's energy. There's something really shifting internally with you. And it's important to just know that you're really going through something that is creating a very big spiritual awakening or shift within you. When I look at your animal guides, they really reflect that. For one thing, you have a zebra, which is seeing in between the lines, seeing the big picture. You have a blue jay for knowing the truth through intuition, and a giraffe, which is for prophecy and beyond. Now, whenever I see any of those animal guides with anybody, they're always saying this person is a very intuitive person. So your big message is listen to your intuition and trust it. But know that, like I said, you are going through a spiritual transformation and you are being led and guided. And remember that anything you have like a question about, you can always ask that question out loud, and you'll get your answer pretty quick, okay?
Okay. Okay,
all right,
thank
well,
you.
Thank you. Thank you, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next caller on the line that would like a message, the last four digits of their number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Vicki, your guardian angel is, her big message to you is to trust your inner knowledge. And she said this is the knowledge that you've acquired while you've been here on this earth walk, and also the knowledge that you have brought in with you. And she said it's less important that you know where you got the knowledge, just trust that it is knowledge that is divinely given to you. And she's saying in situations that are arising in your present, she said to explore your options. There's always more than one option when a situation presents itself to you. And you have a badger with you. And it's interesting because the badger has the stripes like a skunk, but he's telling me he's a badger. And he's saying that it's important that you stick with any goals that you set for yourself to completion, because you'll be really amazed at how they turn out. And the badger's saying, even when you feel like you have no more energy to put into it, stick with it, to be consistent. That's very important for you at this time.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in and following the show tonight, Vicki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hello, Becky. Okay, Becky. Well, your guardian angel says that they, tonight when you received this healing, that they cleared out something out of your career space that's really been bothering you.
maybe an irritation or aggravation. Have you been feeling that way lately?
Oh, yes.
You know? And she said that they cleared something out of there that will help you and will bring peace to whatever it is you're experiencing with that. Now,
oh, awesome.
Also, you have an owl working with you, which represents the divine feminine power and wisdom. And your guardian life, your guardian angel is saying that it's like, coming up on something is about to shift for you, and it's this year that, you know, it's like your life purpose, your soul's mission, and, you know, it's coming this year. It's like something is going to happen to where you're going to start doing something that more feels like something you're more passionate about, or it just feels like right, you know? So be prepared for that, because it looks like you're going to be doing some gathering, and you'll know what it is to do. They'll be leading you. She just wants you to know up front. If you get new ideas about doing stuff, you know, write them down and follow them. You know, that's how Jean and I work. Sometimes we get messages, you know, well, start getting information about a new class. And so we start preparing and allowing that information to come in. So do that when it starts coming, because they're going to start throwing some new ideas at you. And just follow your heart. You'll know what to do, okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Well, thanks for following the show, Becky. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. The next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 1573. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hello, Beth. Okay, Beth.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The first thing that your guardian angel is saying is that everything is in divine order. And she said it's important that you look past any illusions that are presented to you by whatever it is that's presenting to you, whether it's energy that's making you feel a certain way or a person standing in front of you speaking a certain way, to look past these illusions and see the underlying order that is right in line in your life right now. And your guardian angel is also saying that detach yourself from any situations that seem to be causing distress, but keeping you from seeing that perfect order and balance in your life. And you have a falcon with you at this time, and the falcon is saying this is a good time to act really quickly and going toward and pursuing your goals, your true goals from your heart, what you know that you want to go forward and do. And the falcon is also bringing you courage. So whatever you have to face as you make these decisions and you go toward your goals, you will have the courage to move forward. So, guardian angel, remember, she's saying everything is right in order as it should be. So good luck with that, Beth, and thanks so much
for
following the show. You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a good
evening.
Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, we are on the last person on the switchboard, and we're going to shift to the chat room. And if you've joined the chat room, please just remember that you've typed your first name in, and I'll put you on the list. Okay, the last person on the switchboard, the last four digits of their number are 6655. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. First of all, Sandy, I'm seeing a lot of little animals around you. I'm seeing a little squirrel around you, which is about gathering. I'm seeing a raccoon, which is about dexterity, using your hands. And your guardian angel is saying, you know, of course, both of those animals that I just named are animals that you would see, you know, outside a lot, and you know, all animals would be, but, you know, kind of local as far as deep in the woods. But your guardian angel is saying that some of the things you're going through right now that something that would really help you would be going outside and sort of communing with nature. You know, getting your hands in the dirt, walking outside. Where do you live? Is it real cold where you live? What's the weather like?
Where do I live? I'm in an apartment right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I just meant, like, are you in a cold weather client? Hot weather.
I'm okay. In Atlanta. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's just saying that, you know, to clear your head and to help you, that it would help you to get outside, whether it's just walking for a short time, because she says that there's something that's been bothering you that you're going through, and she said that would just help you get your head clear and to find some other things to occupy your time to get you through it, because it's like you're going through a challenge or something right now. And she said it's going to be okay. Okay? She said it's soon to pass. Just keep your thoughts positive, and that will make it pass quicker, and you'll be out of this challenge, okay?
Okay, that would be great. I'm tired of waiting for this to culminate, you know?
All right, well, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlene, we are going to switch to the chat room guests. And the first person on the list is Marguerite. And Marguerite, your guardian angel is saying it's time for you to step up and take back your leadership power. And she says it's not that you've lost it, it's just that it's kind of gone dormant for you. And there are people that look to you for this guidance, and that you've needed some time to do some introspection, she said, but it is now time to step up and take back your leadership power. She's very specific with that. And she wants you to know that as you do this, you're going to be very protected. And there are those around you that are guarding you and keeping you safe. You have a possum with you, and the possum is about balance. And just as the possum balances itself when it's climbing, it's saying upside down on a limb, or it's carrying the babies, it has this intuition of how to shift its weight so that its balance is perfect. And the possum is also saying that a form of movement for balance would really benefit you at this time. And the possum is saying, you know what resonates with you for that. So work on finding that balance through a certain type of movement. So thank you for following the show, Marguerite. It's always good to see you in the chat room. All right, Charlene, the next person on the list is Ellen.
Ellen, I'm seeing a horse with you, which is about personal power and travel. And your guardian angel is saying that there is something or someone, it's a situation or something that you keep losing your personal power to. It upsets you. It takes you through a flood of emotions, up and down, up and down. You know, it's like you're fine, you know, and then you're upset or you're mad or that. And she says stay in the present moment will help you so much. And a good way to do that is a divine intervention statement that we like to say. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive, and I allow it. Or you could just say, get in here, spirit, get in here in the present moment, because it's like something that pulls you to the future or pulls you to the past, and that's what it is. And she said it's you know, a good prayer and to just ask for you to be brought in the present moment will shift everything so that you can have peace, because every soul seeks love and peace. And you also have a lion with you for feminine power, leadership, and assertion. So hold that power. You've got two big animal guides that are about power. So hold that power, because Gene and I believe that when you have your personal power, peace, and clarity, you can be going through anything, you know, and ups and downs, but you can get through it
if you can hold that energy and stay in the present moment. So that's your big message tonight. So good luck with that.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jenny. And Jenny, the guardian angel is saying that it's important that whatever you choose to do, that you commit yourself fully to and know that you are supported by the universe and by those that are cheering for you on the other side as you go through this process. But it's important that you make it a commitment to it, and as you choose these things. Your guardian angel is also saying it would be a really good thing to get some energy work done to help you with this clarity and focus, and in the form of chakra work or any kind of energy work, Reiki, that resonates with you. Because you're going to be presented really soon with a choice. And you know, whatever you choose to do, your guardian angel is saying, it will be really good. But this is something a choice that you've been asking for, because the result of this choice is something that's going to really resonate with you. You have a groundhog with you, Jenny, and this groundhog, a lot of times he tells me he's about 2-year cycles, but this groundhog is saying that it's important that you communicate your boundaries and set your limits clearly as you move forward. So good luck with that, and thanks for following us in the chat room. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Candace.
All right, Candace, your guardian angel is saying, be courageous, stand up for your beliefs, and speak your truth. You have a power in your voice, a gift in your voice, and it's very important that you know that people really, you know, it's like you're a very encouraging kind of person, and they value your opinions. And know because you have such a strong power in your voice that people value that, to always speak in love and kindness, and know that the divine uses you as a voice many times to speak things to people, and it's just the truth, and they need to hear it. Now, you have a blue jay working with you, which is knowing the truth through intuition, and that bird is helping you knowing when to speak your truth and when not to, because sometimes it's like, should I say something or should I not? And that's a good question to ask yourself when you're faced with something. If it feels like you should, if it feels good when you ask yourself that question, that means yes. If it doesn't feel good, it'd be best to just remain quiet. Another big message for you that I'm getting is know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're on the right path. There's going to be some changes and transformations this year, but they're all positive, and they're exactly what you've been seeking. So good luck with that, Candace, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying that it's really, really important that you pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you, because they're coming to you in the form of answered prayers. And your guardian angel is saying that you've been seeking advice in certain situations, and she's reminding you that your best advisor is within. And if it doesn't feel right for you, it's not right at this time. And she says, it's okay to say no. It's really, really okay to say no. I'm seeing a blue jay with you for knowing the truth through intuition. And your intuition is really, really strong. And your guardian angel and the blue jay is advising you to trust that as well. It's really strong. And you also have a unicorn with you, Jennifer, and the unicorn is about magic.
So thank you so much for being in the chat room, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Michelle.
All right, Michelle. Well, the first thing I see with you is I see like about five really, really big and tall angels. And they are actually helping with you with something very specific right now. And they're helping you. The biggest thing is to keep your vibration, your frequencies up high. You've got a deer working with you for gentleness, but your big message from your guardian angels is that your health is good, because there's something that you've, I don't know if you've been struggling with your health or some energy levels, but it's just been about low energy levels, and she is saying that it's like earth shifts, planetary shifts. And I'm asking them because she's showing me that you did have some sort of energy drain in one of your chakras that's been cleared and removed tonight. And I'm actually asking them to send you some extra energy. But she wanted you to know that your health is good and to take care of yourself in all the ways, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically, and to really find that love and compassion in your heart. There's like somebody at this time that you need to, she's saying to let some things go and find that love and compassion in your heart for yourself as well as this person. She says everything is going to turn out just fine, and the big thing is your health is good. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Christina. And Christina, your guardian angel is saying it's important that you prioritize your day. And I know I don't know if I said that word right, but you know what I mean. Put things in order as how you want your day to go and to flow. And that's what she said when I said that about not speaking the word, pronouncing the word right. How you want it to go and how you want it to flow. And to focus on that. And within that, once you put that intention on it and your focus and your energy, you can just walk your path and be let it be what it is supposed to be, because there are things that you're missing as you walk your path during the day, and that she's saying stay grounded and stay in the present moment, because that's the best place for you to be, because that's where your blessings come in. And your guardian angel is saying also pay attention to your dreams, because you're getting some information in your dreams. And even if your dreams seem kind of silly and ridiculous, pay attention to them, because there's a message in there for you. And you have a seagull with you. And a seagull is about communication, communicating in a clear, concise way. And she says that the seagull says that there's a block in communication with somebody that it's important to clear it up. Okay, so good luck with that. And Christina, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Regina.
Okay, Regina, first of all, your guardian angel says that the cloud has been lifted. They've cleared your life path, and your guardian angel is saying some of the fears and the things that's happening with you right now, your thoughts are creating them, these fears. And she says, let go of these fears, and because they're creating more fears. She said everything is going to be okay. And if you look back on your life, whenever you've had some of these same issues that you're experiencing right now, everything always was okay. It always turned out okay. So trust and believe and have the faith, because you have it all in you to do that. You have a dove working with you for peace. And I actually, my third eye opened and I see Jesus around you really helping you right now. So whenever I see Jesus, he's really helping you in peace, and you're
prayers are really being heard and answered. So keep on praying and let go of your fear and get to that point of like, I know this is going to be okay. It's they're working on it, you know. And when God gets involved in things that you're asking for, miracles happen. And you've had a lot of miracles in your life, so remember those, okay? And remember that things have always turned out good. So good luck with that. Everything, your life looks very blessed, but you know and remember that you are blessed. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that's waiting on a message is Susie. And Susie, your guardian angel is saying that a situation is going to be presented to you where it's very important that you soften your heart in respect to what is going on in the situation and the people that are involved in the situation. You carry a lot of compassion in your heart. You're very heart-centered, and you trust and you have faith, and you believe in that a whole lot. She's saying it's very important to stay open and your heart really to soften in respect to what the situation presents, because it may not be exactly what it presents itself to be. And she's saying that you are a strong prayer person. She's calling you a prayer warrior, and she says that you know how to shift things through prayer. And you're being congratulated for that faith and trust and belief that you carry. And she says, remember that when the situation presents itself. And you have it's a white crane with you. And every time an animal god presents itself to me in white, it brings a spirituality to its message. And the crane is saying to follow and to trust your wisdom, your spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and that there is a blessing in how every day you stop and you think and you observe things and how sacred they are as you walk your path. So this is a big affirmation on how you do what you do as you walk your path every day, Susie. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for following the show. Okay, the next person on the list, Charlene, is Vivian.
Vivian, I'm seeing a panda bear with you, which bear usually always represents introspection and protection. But being that it's a panda bear, that it's black and white, it's kind of like the zebra, like seeing the bigger picture. Things are not always as they seem. It's like seeing between the lines. Now, your guardian angel says that right now you are really being called to use your intuition in your job, in your career, to pay attention to a lot of things, because one of the reasons you are very good at what you do in your job is because that you are intuitive, and it's like you've got like one up on other people because you pay attention. You run things through your superconscious mind, which goes directly to God when you need an answer. Okay, what are we going to do here? How are we going to fix this? You've got a really, really strong, clear connection. You've also got a hawk with you, which is about the messenger. And your messenger is basically the message from you is you're doing an amazing job, a real good job, not just with your job, I mean, because they're speaking about your career and your job, but with your life. And your guardian angel says that some of the things that you're doing in your life with you're rebuilding, you're fixing things, you're moving forward, there's a bigger picture and a bigger plan. And the bigger picture and the bigger plan is something that you have wanted and was seeking in your life. And she says you know what that is. So she said the plan is going beautiful. Keep listening to your intuition. You're exactly where you are, so where you're supposed to be, should I say.
So thanks for following the show, Vivian. We appreciate you.
Okay, the next person on the list is Morgan. And Morgan, your guardian angel is saying it's important for you to be courageous and stand up for what you believe. There are some people trying to shake that within you, and unless you allow it, it cannot be done. She's saying be courageous and stand up for what it is you believe in and how you walk your path with this courage. And your guardian angel is also saying to trust and honor your feelings. That is truly important for you as well. You have a sparrow with you, and the sparrow is speaking of your energy and your vitality waking up, your awakening. You're starting to question and look for answers and wanting information. And this is a really positive thing the sparrow is saying. And the sparrow is saying, hold your head up and walk forward, and you'll find the answers to these questions. And it's important that you show the world that you have the respect and dignity that is deserving of this walk and this awakening. So good luck with that, Morgan, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last person in the chat room that would like a message, and that is Kelly P.
Okay, Kelly. Well, your guardian angel says that there is a lot of fun and happy and joyful things coming up for you within the next 6 weeks. Well, it's kind of like in the spring. And she says to start enjoying yourself now. Anybody that's inviting you to anything, if anybody's inviting you to the Super Bowl party or any kind of party, accept all invitations right now, because she's just saying it's like you need that. It's important for you to get out and to enjoy your life more. You've got a monkey working with you, which is about joy and having more fun in your life, but you've also got a hummingbird that's helping you with your joy levels. You know, it's basically saying more movement and getting out of the house more, it will help you, and it will help you in your psyche and feel better. There's something you're working on right now. She says you're doing a good job with it. Keep going. You're getting help with it, okay? So thanks for following the show.
Okay, Charlene. It is that time, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful show, and I would like to thank you, because it's always a pleasure doing this show with you. And I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, whether it was through the chat room or the phone lines. And Charlene and I are working on setting some dates and some times for various events that we do. And we're also, so I'm looking at doing a little revising to the radio show as well. So, Charlene, I'll let you speak about that for a second.
Well, we still plan on doing the radio show twice monthly, but we're looking on doing some dates to where we'll still do one to where it's in the evening like this one, but we're also thinking about doing a day show. We're looking at maybe even doing one on Saturday morning. We're not sure. We're just, you know, it's the beginning of the year, and, you know, everything is kind of up for renegotiation, so we're planning all of our events and maybe looking to do something different. Any thoughts anybody has about it, please feel free to send us those positive thoughts through our website. You can contact us there, but we will be putting out new dates for the Angel Shows real soon, and we appreciate all the followers that we've had. Thank y'all so much. God bless y'all, and thanks for following the show. Jean, would you like to take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. God is creator of all. I ask that you please bless all those listening and the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. I give you so much thanks for empowering us, for leading us, for using us as clear vessels to bring this through for those
that are seeking it. Please bless everyone with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind. Ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. And I'm asking for divine protection for everyone as they walk their path through these times where the energy feels a little bit different. And let thy will be done. Metakoye Oyasin. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Many blessings. And send us your thoughts and ideas in a positive way. We thank you so much. Good night, Charlene.
Good night, Jean.